From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How the markets handled Ms. May's announcement Saturday?
Yeah, they took it remarkably in stride, really. I mean, so Friday UK time, Theresa May falls on her sword, but it was sort of a sort of controlled, measured fall, really, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't kind of a mic drop moment. She sort of walk off. So the Conservative Party is now going through this process to find a new leader, which is yet another twist and turn in this conundrum for the England that is Brexit. Now, over time, it will have implications for financial markets, but it's always been the case, Mike, with the Brexit issue. At the top of that pile of the implications is this uncertainty factor, because we've now got another sort of factor to take into account as to how this thing plays out. Now, Mike, I think I've alluded to my view previously that a no-deal Brexit was very possible, given the fact they haven't agreed to anything at all since the beginning of this process. So why would you assume that they would agree now? And am I the only person that looks at this and seems that the Brits just seem to think they're the only party to the agreement with the EU? They go through these processes, but they seem to forget that if they want to have an agreement to leave, then they've got to get the other side to agree. And they just seem to casually sort of ignore that, which just seems any likelihood of getting a deal, I think, with the Europeans is still pretty slim. I mean, if May's deal gets shelved, it's the only deal that the EU has agreed to. So let's just remind ourselves of three key points. There's only one deal on the table. No one agreed to it, but Parliament has voted against leaving with no deal. So it's quite hard to see what the actual outcome is. I mean, there are challengers there who support a no deal, but I think we have to expect increased volatility. I mean, on Friday, the FTSE 100 actually rose 0.65%, so there wasn't any sort of fear and kind of mayhem there. The pound actually rose. It was almost as if people had been pricing in May leaving, which I think they probably had. But now we've just got to sit down and work out what happens next. But, yep, uncertainty remains the key element.
Indeed. And import-export numbers, how are we doing?
Yeah, well, so budget week this week, Mike, and both the Minister of Finance, Grant Robertson, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern have reminded us in pre-budget speeches of the challenging international environment, and we'll cover off the budget in the next few days. But this global growth and trade have always a sort of front of mind in terms of that challenging international environment, Mike. And of course, remember, just that no-deal Brexit raises another bit of uncertainty around the global trade environment as well as the US-China trade dispute. But export-import data released on Friday, here's where the rubber really does hit the road, Mike, as far as New Zealand is a small trading nation. And it's remember that we can only really focus on well-being domestically if we get the external trade moving in the right direction. So April, we got a $433 million trade surplus. That was pretty close to expectations. That's coming back from a very large March surplus, which was revised back a little bit. We're very much near the seasonal peak in trade balances now, but the importance of trade with China, Mike, was highlighted. Annual exports to China now hitting over $15 billion. Rising demand for beef and lamb, and of course, added to that ongoing demand we've got for logs and dairy trading. The value of total goods exported in April rose $581 million, which is a pretty good number. $5.5 billion worth of exports now. And the thing with this US-China trade dispute, Mike, there might be opportunities for New Zealand in that, but also what we don't want to see is a big slowdown in the China economy, because look at the reliance we've got now on China as our trading partner.
Very good point. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones up 95 on Friday, 25,585.37%. S&P 500 rose 4 points, 2826, and the NASDAQ up about 0.1%, 7637. As I said, the FTSE 100 rose 0.65, that was 47 points, 7277. The Nikkei down 34, 2117. Shanghai Composite barely changed, 2852. The ASX 200, they lost 36 on Friday, closing at 6456. And we lost 0.4% in the NZX 50, down 41 points, 10,221. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit stronger this morning, 0.6548 against the US, 0.9453 against the Aussie, 0.5844 against the Euro, 0.5151 pounds, 71.58 yen. Gold closed the week at $1,284.93, and Brent crude still under that $70 mark, $68.69.
Yeah, but good one. Nice start to the week. See you Tuesday. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.